This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Saturday's rocket attack that killed a dozen teens and children on a soccer field has sparked new warnings of a wider war between Israel and Hezbollah militants in Lebanon. Reuters correspondent Zachary Goldman reports.
Thousands of mourners joined a funeral procession on Sunday for 12 children who were killed in a rocket attack on the Israeli-occupied Golan Heights.
There is no justification for terrorism, period. And every indication is that indeed the rockets were the rocket was from Hezbollah.
U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken in Tokyo said Israel had the right to defend itself, but he said Washington also did not want to see further escalation in violence.
Reuters correspondent Zachary Goldman. Polls began to close on Sunday in Venezuela's most consequential election in a quarter century of Socialist Party rule, with President Nicolas Maduro confident of victory even as the opposition has attracted impassioned support and warned of possible abnormalities. Opposition leader Marina Corina Machado has been the star of the coalition campaign despite a ban on her holding public office that forced her to pass the torch to candidate Edmundo Gonzalez, a 74-year-old ex-diplomat known for his calm demeanor. The Syrian port of Tartus hosted a parade of warships and other vessels that are included in the Russian Navy's permanent operational unit in the Mediterranean Sea as part of Russia's National Navy Day on Sunday. Syrian representatives greeted the Russian crews and toured the warship. The main naval parade was held in St. Petersburg with Russia's President Vladimir Putin in attendance.